As a teacher of language arts and creative writing at Longmont High, John Bassif encourages his students to have the courage to write about anything and everything. He takes his own advice and has published a book, Beneath Cruel Waters. Beneath Cruel Waters, is a wrenching psychological thriller in the vein of Tana French's In the Woods, that examines the nature of identity, trauma, and what it means to be human, according to Mindbuck Media's spokesperson Kristen Ludwigson, adding the book is garnering movie interest. Well before Bassif wrote Beneath Cruel Waters, he tried writing several other books. His first was inspired by a book by Jim Thompson. Bassif claimed his attempt was really bad, it was a total ripoff of Jim Thompson and totally derivative. Although his first attempt was not successful, Bassif didn't give up and continued to write, learning more and more along the way. The longer I wrote, some of my influences sort of combined in my trying to imitate them. I sort of imitated them badly, and sort of developed my own style, I think, Bassif said. After several attempts at writing novels, Bassif said, Beneath Cruel Waters, is the first to be carried by U.S. publisher, Blackstone. Described as a gothic noir writer, Bassif said his novels tend to include themes of religion, unreliable narrators who get their own history wrong, and mental health. For me, the scariest stories aren't really supernatural stories, they're the ones that have mental illness where people's own minds are what's haunting them, Bassif said. Bassif will begin a local book for Beneath Cruel Waters on May 13th at Boulder Bookstore, hop over the book bar in Denver on May 22nd, and wrap up the tour on June 2nd with a stop at Left Hand Brewery in Longmont. Originally set for release in mid-May, Beneath Cruel Waters will not be publicly released until June 21 due to supply chain issues, Bassif stated in a news release. However, the publisher was able to get enough copies of the book for each of the tour stops. The stop at Left Hand isn't all about Bassif though, he said. He will be joined by local musician Wendy Wu and former students of Bassif who will sell art based on the book. As a teacher, Bassif feels he walks the walk. He said he doesn't just stand before his students telling them they have to write if they want to be writers, he shows them. Just having the knowledge that their teacher is a published author kind of inspires them, Bassif said. More important than having a teacher who writes is for students to find their own voice, Bassif said, adding he tells students not to censor themselves in their writing. I give them permission to write about violence, I give them permission to write about sex. Those are not things that they are used to hearing that they can write about, Bassif stated. Giving them that permission to just be really creative and not just try to write something to please one particular teacher, but to write something that is true to them, I think resonates with some of them. Encouraging students to explore their own topics for writing is a method Bassif applies to his own writing. He said he thinks he will continue to wrestle with the topics of religion, mental health, and unreliable narrators until he creates the perfect book. Although Bassif isn't sure such a thing exists. Every time I write these books, I hope enough people read it and like it, and it makes some kind of lasting impact and isn't something that is kind of forgotten about the day after. I feel like if there are enough people who get some sort of emotional connection to the story, I will have done my job, Bassif stated.